Hare Krishna. So we've come to Govindakund. This is where Indra bathed Krishna after the Govardhan Leela. And this is where Indra gave the name to Krishna of Govinda. Krishna received this name when he was 7 years old. So Krishna got the name Govinda when he was 7 years old. Before that he was known as Gopal or Nandalal or Larali Lal. So what happened was that, of course, you know, everyone knows the Leela, so we won't tell that. But we'll speak a few minutes, and then we'll arrange for prasadam, because prasadam is already here. Then after prasadam, we'll go by Govindakund, and everyone can take achman, put some, respectfully, some water on our heads, and some few drops in our mouths, because this water is considered to be Govinda Charanamrita. This is the remains of the Abhishek water, the Ganges water and the yogurt and all the milk that was used by Surabhi and Airavata to bathe Krishna during the Govardhan Puja festival. So this is very special water. It says in the Shastra, just by taking a few drops of Govindakund, you can get Krishna Prema. This is a Shastra statement, so it seems quite easy. So maybe some of you, or whatever, will be the lucky winners. If you take a few drops, then we'll get that Krishna Prema. It's like that. It can come in a few thousand lifetimes, or it can come in one moment. It all depends on the sanction from the guardians above. When they recognize our qualification, they will give us all the facility and mercy to attain perfection. So there are many leelas here. This Govindakund, we went by Aniyor. There's a village called Aniyor. Aniyor means give me more, give me more. When Giriraj was taking the big feast, all the Rijvasis offered him. His hands were stretching out. He was eating all the offerings. And then he finished everything that they had prepared, and he said, Aniyor, Aniyor, give me more, give me more. And they were thinking, what more can we give? We gave you thousands of kachoris and laddus and everything. But still he's saying, give me more, give me more. So then the Madamangal said, I think what he actually wants is all of your love. So then the Vrijvasis, they said, well, how can we offer him our love? It's a little difficult. But someone said, you can put it into a tulsi leaf. So they put their love in a tulsi leaf and they put it in his hand. And when they put the tulsi leaf in Giriraj's hand, and then he said, Tushti, Tushti, I'm satisfied, I'm satisfied. I'm very satisfied. So this is what satisfies Krishna. This is the most satisfying to Krishna, when we put our love in our hand and we offer to Krishna. Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. You offer me a leaf, that leaf means tulsi leaf. But there must be a backing. It can't be just a leaf. It must be a leaf backed by devotion. So the love of our heart, the purity of our heart, this Krishna wants us to offer to him. Why we offer in our hands? Because with our hands we can do activity. So all of our action that we do with our hands or with our body should be lovingly offered to Krishna for his satisfaction and pleasure. There's one interesting story about Govardhan Leela. Comes from the Garga Samhita. And it's a story about a Brahmin. His name was Vijay. And one day, he was doing Parikrama of Govardhan, and he saw one Shila. Of course, we don't recommend anyone to do this. Please don't imitate this story. Because we should never pick up a Govardhan Shila and put it in our pocket and take it. If our guru gives us the Govardhan Shila, then we can consider that he will give us the introduction and adhikar, qualification to do puja. So this Brahmin was walking on Govardhan Parikrama as we are, and by chance he took one Govardhan Shila from Braj Mandal, put it in his pocket. He was attracted, and he left Braj Mandal. And when he was going through a forest, he met a terrible rakshasa, a terrible monster, demon, he met in this forest on his way back to Madhya Pradesh, his place. This rakshasa had three heads, a huge nose, six arms and six legs, red eyes, wild, wiry hair, In other words, afro. He had a wild, wiry hair, like wild hair. Large curved fangs. Fangs means teeth. And when this Vijay Brahman, when he saw this Rakshasa, he spontaneously, without even thinking, he took the rock out of his pocket. He went, dong. And he hit the Rakshasa in the head with the rock in his pocket. What was that rock in his pocket? Giriraj Maharaj ki. So he hit the Rakshasa on the head with the Govardhan Shila. So there's hope for us. Maybe someone will hit us on the head with the Govardhan Shila. Immediately the demon fell down dead. From the dead body of the Rakshasa, a beautiful celestial boy appeared. Very beautiful Balak, very beautiful young boy. Needless to say, Vijay Brahman was completely and utterly astounded. What is this? What has happened? I took this rock, smacked him on the head, and out came this horrible six legs and six arms and fangs and red eyes and wiry hair and this ugly, huge nose, and then this beautiful celestial cherubic, angelic little boy is standing there looking like Cupid personified. How is this? From the most ugly, vicious, horrible Rakshasa creature came the most celestial, tender, beautiful boy. This is amazing. It's unbelievable. What is going on here? And then the boy spoke. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Brahmana. You freed me from this horrible body of a Rakshasa. To you I am forever indebted. Vijay was very bewildered by this amazing happening. It's simply by touching this stone, such a wonderful thing happened. He didn't understand the mystery behind it. So then he asked the boy, can you explain anything? How has this happened? That simply by you are Rakshasa and I hit you on the head with this rock, then you gave up that body and assumed such a beautiful body? And then the boy said, I will tell you, let me tell you first, the glories of Govardhan Hill. Have you heard of Govardhan Hill, Vijay? Vijay said, yes. Only a few days, I am coming from Govardhan Hill. A few days ago, I just did Govardhan Prikrama, Giriraj Prikrama. He said, yes. Because the Brahman at this point, he didn't understand that rock he picked up was, he thought he picked, there's a rock, put a lucky rock. When little kids are going somewhere, they like some rock and they pick it up and they keep it in their pocket. Sometimes they play these games in the villages. You throw the rock, one rock in the air, and then you grab the rocks on the bottom. You put 10 rocks down. It's like tax. You throw one up and then gather some rocks. It's a game. Kids' rock game. He couldn't catch that. At any rate, so he didn't know. The Brahmin had no idea what this rock was. It's just some rock. So he put the rock in his pocket. So the Brahman, he begins by saying, now I will tell you the glories of Govardhan Hill. You've heard of Govardhan Hill? Has everyone heard of Govardhan Hill?
Yes.
No. Yes? Who's heard? Yes? Giriraj Maharaj ki. So he said, Govardhan is the king of mountains. Govardhan is the personal form of Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. This is all coming from the Garga Samhita. Just by having darshan or seeing Giriraj, one will attain the supreme goal of life. By visiting Govardhan Hill, one will attain unlimited sukriti. The sukriti or piety or religious merit that one will gain by visiting Govardhan Hill is 100,000 times more than by worshipping a Brahmin. Or by giving 10 million cows with gold horns in charity. That's a lot of cows. 10 million cows with gold horns. Because that's a very charitable act. You get great sukriti by donating a cow to a Brahmin. But all of that doesn't equal simply coming to Govardhan Hill. By visiting Govardhan Hill, you get 10 million times more sukriti, spiritual benefit, than attained by visiting and worshipping all the tirthas, Pushkar, Prayag, and Ayodhya. Now you must feel like millionaires by now. So much Sukriti, we can't carry it all. And then, he says, more glories of Govardhan Hill. By touching Govardhan Hill, one can attain a transcendental body beyond the three modes of nature. Vijay, my life is a vivid example of this, because that rock that you touched to my head and cracked my Rakshasa head was none other than one Shila from Govardhan. Hiraj Dharna Ki! And it goes on to, the Brahmin says, well, and then the next question is, well, how, since you're such a beautiful celestial person, how did you become a Rakshasa? So he was a Rakshasa, and Vijay Brahman tapped him in the head with a Govardhan Shila, and he became a beautiful celestial boy. And then because everyone takes birth after birth after birth, whatever birth we have is a result of our previous good and bad karmas, and whatever we do in this life will determine our next birth. So the natural question would be that the Vijay said, well, okay, I see that you have this form of beautiful celestial attractive boy, but how did you become a Rakshasa? So this beautiful boy, when Vijay said, how did you become a Rakshasa? He said, I was a wealthy businessman. I was an Agrawal. But I became a degraded sinner and a drunk. I became so crazy that I killed my parents. I killed my wife. I started living with a prostitute. And I killed the prostitute too. So one day I went hunting. Not women hunting. Prabhupada uses a term I never heard in my life. I mean, I read a lot of books. But Prabhupada uses the term woman hunting. Have you ever read in any book? You read so many books. I never read, but I like it. It's really good. Woman hunting. The men, lusty men, they go woman hunting. And lusty women go men hunting. So he was hunting for animals. And a snake bit him and he died. Then I went to hell and met Yamaraj. And he punished me by putting me in different bodies life after life. The first lifetime I became a pig. And the second lifetime I became a tiger. And the third lifetime I became a snake. And the fourth lifetime, which was this previous form that you saw, after 10,000 years of being a snake, I was born in the desert as a Rakshasa. When I saw you walking through this area, I made a plan to eat you. Because Rakshasas eat people, and especially they like Brahmins. Brahmins are very, very tasty. I mean, I know, because, you know, a few lifetimes ago. Brahmins are very, very tasty. Why? Why are the Brahmins very tasty? Because they like sweets too much. So I know that all the ladies and gentlemen in this room are Brahmanas and Brahmanis. Because you all love sweets. So he was licking his lips and anticipating a tasty treat for lunch. But then I was about to eat you and you hit me with this rock, which is a Govardhan Shila. And now I've attained perfection. And as the little boy said that, coming down in the sky was a huge bird, an eagle, Garuda. And standing on that eagle, the Garuda were the Vishnudutas. And they, actually, they forget the eagle. They came with beautiful chariots. They changed their airplane halfway. Garuda got tired. Garuda became tired, so they came in beautiful chariots. And then they picked up that boy, who was now a liberated soul, and they took him to Goloka Dham by Kunta. Vijay was watching with great wonder as all this spectacle happened before his eyes. Understanding the glories of Govardhan Hill, Vijay became very happy. Then he returned to his home. He returned to Govardhan Hill. And he started living here and worshipping every day the Govardhan Shila and doing Prikrama. And at the end of his life, he died and went back to Goloka Vrindavan. So this is the end of this Leela. So any of us, of course, as we're walking and near the, as we walk along the inside path, there's some places, there's some beautiful Govardhan Shilas near the inside path, and we can touch our head to those Shilas. Without, not our feet, but we touch our head. And if you have one, then you can pray that someday we will give up our different forms, whatever those forms are, and attain our spiritual form by the mercy of Guru Gauranga and Giriraj. Giriraj Dharanaki Jai. And after taking prasadam here, we'll go to Govindakund and walk along the inside path and go to Apsara Kund and Naval Kund, and then we'll come to Surabhi Kund. And Surabhi Kund will sit for a couple hours and have Harikata and take snan.